Okay, good morning everybody. We are in Parashat Bo. Buch ator adonim kolom shav. Kol niya bidvaro. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Bo el Paro. And we are now in the middle of the 10 plagues, getting closer to the end when Am Yisrael are going out of Egypt. And one of the interesting thing is that God is telling Moshe, Bo el Paro. Bo is come to Pharaoh. But normally you should say, go to Pharaoh. What's come to Pharaoh? If I send somebody, I tell him, go to Moshe, go to Pharaoh, go to Yankale. What is come to? It's strange. So what is behind this Bo? So what is behind this Bo is like, for example, let's say this child that used to like going to school suddenly doesn't want to get up in the morning to go to school. And his parents don't know what happened to him. He was so happy to go to school and suddenly doesn't want to wake up. So his father comes to him and says, what's wrong? And then he says, the children in the school, they insult me and they do bad things to me. And the teachers don't even care, and sometimes even they go with them. So the thing is, 2 months before, they moved from their old place, and they moved to a new place. And they moved to a new school. And in the old school, everybody loved him. He was popular, and the teachers loved him. And here, a new school, nobody knows him. And they all, like, there is a new guy comes, they start with him. So the father tells him, you know what? Come, let's go. We go together. And this is what God is telling to Moshe. Moshe, you're not alone. I am with you. Because Moshe is afraid. What is Moshe afraid of? So we have to understand, Moshe is not afraid in a physical way. Because he knows God is behind him. But he's worried about his spiritual stage. Because, Akol bidei shamai, chutz mi'irat shamai. Says, this to be a God-fearing man, this is in your hands. It's not in the hands of God. That's your job. God controls everything, but this is... And now, he has to approach Pharaoh, and after knowing who Pharaoh is the king of the tumah, the king of the impurity. So Moshe, he says, I can deal with the normal tumah, the normal things, but to deal with this guy, I'm afraid that he'll have a bad influence on me. So then God is telling him, don't be afraid. You're not going alone. I'm with you. I sent you there, and I know what I'm doing, and I'm going with you to Pharaoh. And this is a very important point for each one of us. Sometimes in life, things are difficult. And we don't want to wake up in the morning. We don't want to start the day. It's very difficult. It's hard. So, first of all, you say, Modeh ani lefanecha, melech chai bekayam, shechzarta bi nishmati, bechemla, rabba emunatecha. We're thanking God that we woke up. And this means that God is with us. And God is telling us, come. What are you worried about? If I gave you another day of life, and I am your father in heaven, and I love you, you're not alone. And this is something we have to put in our mind every time, not only in good times, but also in bad times. And that's the idea of Bo El Paro. Pharaoh is, like said, the symbol of all the bad things in the world. And Moshe has to fight it. So God is telling him, you're not alone. Not only not alone, I'm coming with you. There is this famous story that everybody knows about this guy. He dreams a dream. And in the dream, he sees on the sand behind him, he sees two sets of footsteps. One is his own, and one is God's footstep. You don't see him, but you see the footsteps on the... And then, it's starting to get difficult way, and it's very hard. And suddenly, when you look, and when it's very difficult, he saw... When he looks behind, he sees there's only one set of footsteps. And he doesn't understand what's going on here. He wakes up, and he's talking to God. He says, God, Lama Azaftani, why did you leave me? In the good times, you were always escorting me, going with me. But when things got difficult and bad, you left me. Morning. Says, stupid guy. You don't even realize what happened. The set of footsteps that you see now is mine. Yeah. I am carrying you. Because you couldn't walk anymore, so I'm carrying you. This is something that we have to put in our mind deep inside. We are never alone. And even if it looks difficult, and it looks like God left, God doesn't leave us. God is with us all the time. And this is the big lesson from Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Bo el Paro. Not go to Pharaoh, come to Pharaoh, because we are going together. And that's always in life. We wake up in the morning, we have a difficult day in front of us. Sometimes we don't want to start about the day. Don't worry, remember this. God is with us, and He's going with us everywhere. The only thing we have to do, Abotech be'Hashem, Chesed Yisovavenu. Trust God. And when you trust God, everything around is going to be good.
What happened to Aaron?
Meaning what? The same thing, but the idea is, as we said already in the I think last week, Moshe and Aaron are one. Moshe and Aaron are one. But here it talks to Moshe, because we know Moshe as the one who was talking to Pharaoh or was doing all the... He got them. He is the messenger. Aaron is his right hand, or let's say a part of him, but the one who is in front is Moshe. As we also said with female and male, the male is in the front and the female is in the background. But the female is sometimes more important than the male. But that's not the issue now. The thing is, the big lesson for us is boil power. We're not alone. Now, we have to look at another interesting point. And to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu really is not afraid of Pharaoh in any way, only from this spiritual way. Because this is Tuma. There are three sets of plagues. And each one of them is divided to three also. In each one of the sets, the first plague, Moshe goes and meets Pharaoh on his way to the river, outside. Why? Because Pharaoh says, I'm God, and God doesn't go to a toilet. So what does he do? He wakes up very early in the morning and goes to the Ye'or, to the river, to do what he has to do inside the water, that nobody sees that he is a human being. But on his way, who is standing in front of him?
Moshe.
Now you imagine to yourself, he wants to go to the toilet. And this guy Moshe is standing in front of him and talks to him. And what do you want? He wants to go. And this is to show Pharaoh, you are not a god. I am the messenger of God, and I'm here because I know exactly what you're going to do now. So I'm standing here, I'm telling you the message. And while you're thinking, understanding that you are not a god and the God sent me, maybe you will think positively on sending Am Israel. And this is each one of the first plague in the three sets. Yes. Now the second one in each one of them is Moshe goes to the palace. Like in this one. He goes to Pharaoh, to his palace. And this is also something that we have to understand. Now, Pharaoh is not just a normal king. He is a king of the most powerful, kingdom in the ancient world. And they were very clever. And he was protected with all kinds of protection. Because, no, this is the king. You know, today, if you're going to go to certain offices, you go through inquiries, and you have guards, and you cannot go just if you want to go in. Now, imagine to yourself this Pharaoh, what was around him? They say there were lions, and tigers, and all the beasts, all kinds of beasts that were hungry. They were like, they just, if anybody went in, they just would eat him. And then he had guards, strong guards with weapons. Now imagine to yourself, this Moshe goes in and he gets to the room where Pharaoh sits with nobody disturbing. This is a miracle by itself. And we have to understand what is the natural explanation behind it. So imagine to yourself that you see now somebody is got, what do you say, Adrat Panim, is got a face that is lit up with holiness, like, and like you see, this guy is a He's a big guy. This guy is got power. You see the power, like, you saw somebody with power, you see it. You see, when you look at him, you see a ghost with the power. You see this how do you say, around him, you see this, this guy's got power. And imagine to yourself, Moshe Rabbeinu, that when the animals saw him, it was, they were like pussycats. Because they see this creature that is got a special neshama. He's a messenger of God. Who will dare start with him? The instinct of the animals, they couldn't dare approaching him. They were like puppets. And also the gods. When they saw him, when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just hesitated, he just walked in. And they see this guy walking in, and you know, to understand a little more, I used to have a friend. When you go to a hotel, you take a room, and if you have 5 kids or 6 kids, you have to pay for them. So you take 2 rooms or 3 rooms. This guy, he used to play a game. He used to bring all the family, take 1 room, and when he walked into the dining room, he walked so like sure with himself, nobody even dared to ask him. He was going into 5, 6 kids. And they're sitting and eating, nobody even dared to ask him. Why? Because he had this confidence, and he was so sure by himself that nobody dared to ask him. Now, not double it. Triple or triple or whatever. And understand what people thought when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu coming in. And he's approaching Pharaoh. This is in each one of the second plagues of the sets. And the third plague was just with no warning. In other words, first in the on the way outside, second in the palace, both of them are with warning. They're warning Pharaoh. Moshe is warning Pharaoh, if you're not going to send Am Israel, you're going to get this and that. Each one of the third plagues in those sets, no warning, it just comes. Moshe Rabbeinu says, and it comes, and it's no warning for Pharaoh. So we see that also in this we have a certain order to teach us a big lesson. God wants you to do something, he warns you twice. You won't get a third warning. So be aware of what's happening around you. Now, after we see how it's built, and we understand, and we already talked about it, that this is to teach us that God is the one, the only one, there is nothing behind, only God is there in the world, and he was, he is, and he will be. Now...
Sorry, somebody's telephone is going. Is it your telephone?
It's outside.
No, it's here.
Outside. It's outside. Yeah, it's outside. I hear it also. Outside. It's outside. It's nothing to do about it. It's outside.
Sorry. It's interesting.
Yeah, I know.
It's outside.
Okay.
The door is open.
Then we'll see. The whole idea is that we are going to tell what happened in Egypt to our children. למען תספר באוזני בנך ובן בנך את אשר התעללתי במצרים ואת אותי אשר שמתי בה מידעתם כי אני השם. In other words, one of the main things, and that's what we do, by the way, on the Seder night, we sit and we tell our children what happened in Egypt. And the idea is that each one of us will think that he is now going out of Egypt in order to make it live, to understand, because the getting out of Egypt is the basic of our emunah. And without Emunah, we've got nothing. So this is it. What is italalti? Italalti is like when I went, like he was playing with them, with the Egyptian. So what does it mean he was playing with them? Because Pharaoh, he gave a woman a job of a man, and a man a job of a woman, and then he also tell them to build things and then destroy them and build them again. In other words, he gave them jobs. With no,
for no reason,
just to torture them. So now, what is God doing to him? The plague before was the plague of the Barad, the hailstones. When the hailstone came, they didn't destroy everything. They left a few things. It's written. והפשטה והסורה נוקעתה כי הסורה אביב הפשטה גיבול והחיטה והכוסמת לא נוקעו כי אפילות אינה. In other words, there was still something there in the field left because it was soft and the hailstone didn't destroy it. So all the Egyptians were happy. Ah, Baruch Hashem, at least something is left. Then comes the arbe. How do you say arbe in the locus? Locus. Then comes the locus. And he eats everything what was left from the hailstorm, from the barat.
Yeah.
So now they've got nothing. So what do? They take arbe. Locus is a is a delicate. This is something that there are people that really is a delicatesse. Some of them are kasher, but because we don't know exactly the signs, that the Chazal says not allowed to eat them. But yes, some of them are kosher. But I think the Yemenite I don't know if they do it today, but they used to eat them because they knew exactly what is a kosher one and what is a not kosher one. In other words, that it's a delicatesse. So the Egyptian says, okay, we lost this and we lost this. At least we'll have the locust. So they put it on a barbecue and they smoked it and they do all those kinds of good things and put them in big barrels. What did God do? Telling after the arbe is going away, lo nishar arbe echad bechol gvul Mitzrayim. The Torah is telling us specific, not even one locust stayed. What does it mean? Even the one that they prepared to eat and they closed them in barrels, when they opened the barrels, was nothing there. That is God playing with the Egyptian, to showing them, I'm the one. You see, I've got this. No, I'll tell you. You played with my people, I'm playing with you. But the real truth is that the story is to show italalti. Italalti in Hebrew is alila. Alila is when you read a story that you have, I don't know how you call it in English, alila. It's a sefer alilati. When a book is a adventure that one thing leads to the other. You call it...
A thriller.
A thriller, yeah, but alila is a different word. Alila, it means alila, that something that happens leads to the next thing leads to the other thing, and that's why some of the books are built like this, especially thrillers. You start with something, with something happening, and then you go through the book till you find out that everything was connected.
A serial.
Yes. And this is exactly what is the idea of Yetziat Mitzrayim. We have to tell the story, how one thing leads to the other, how God, everything is in order. Like even if the plagues have a certain order, as we said, the first one like this, the second one like this, the third one like this. The first set is to show that God, there is a God. The second one is to show that God is not only there in heaven, is also here looking after each one of us. And the third set is to tell us that there is nothing else, only God. So now we know that the plagues are finished and we know the power of God. And now we have to go out of Egypt. But before we go out of Egypt, something interesting happens. Suddenly God tells Moshe, "Achodesh hazeh lachem," and this is the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael is being ordered, the Rosh Chodesh. But that's what you have to do. You have to bring the sacrifice of Pesach. And in this sacrifice of Pesach, there is something that goes again and again and again to teach us a big lesson. And we are talking about the first thing is, v'ikhu lachem ish se, you will take a lamb, lebet avot, se labayit. To each home, you take, to each house. V'imimat abayit, and if the house is not enough, in other words, are not enough people in the house to eat alone the Korban Pesach, v'lakachu, v'shcheno akarov al betot, so he will take his neighbor that is close to his house. Do you know a neighbor that is not close to your house?
No.
So what does it mean, close to his house? Okay, it's strange. Then the end of everything is saying ve'et bateinu itzil. You should tell your children that God saved our homes, our houses. And the question is, who cares? 2 minutes later they're leaving Egypt. What's the meaning of he saved their house? Saving the home in Egypt? For what? For what purpose? They're going out.
It means family.
What does it mean?
That's for the next plague. So Hashem doesn't kill any of the Israelites.
Yeah, but here, when you see, you look through, you will see this phrase, bayit, batehem, beito, bayit, 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 again and again and again. Unbelievable. When you read through this whole thing of Korban Pesach, you will find out that every pasuk, almost every pasuk, got mentioning the
house.
In other words, as we said, we are not talking here about a physical house. And that's the meaning of, if you haven't got enough people in your house, you go to your neighbor that is close to your house. Of course a neighbor is close to the house, but if we're talking about a different meaning of a house, a home, a Jewish home. In other words, this neighbor we're talking about, he can live at the other side of town, but he's close to you in his ideas, in his belief. This is Shcheno Akarov Elav El Beito. So now we understand what's going on here, because otherwise it's very strange. What do you talk about? A neighbor that is near your house? Where is a neighbor? A neighbor is near, the one lives near you. But this is in a physical way. But what God wants to tell us, that the basic thing of everything is, when we go out of Egypt, what is the basic of being Jewish? It's your home, the Jewish home. Only a Jewish home can educate the next generation. Only building a Jewish home is a part of getting closer to the redemption, to the Geula. And when they go out of Egypt, the big miracle was, for example, he tells them, put the blood on the door. What is written there? It's also one of the unbelievable examples to teach us what we're talking about here. We got a Mashkov. It's written like this. And the blood is going to be a sign on your homes, on your houses, where you're there, and I will see the blood, and I will pass over you.
That's what I said.
Okay. So now, it's written, Rashi says, where do you think the blood was? Where did they put the blood? In order for God to see it. Where did they put the blood?
On the doorpost.
Outside? Inside?
Outside.
That's what we think.
No.
But the Torah is telling us, Ve'aya lachem. The sign is for you, for the people that are inside the house. In other words, if the sign is for us, that we are inside the house, where is the sign? Inside or outside? Inside. God doesn't need to see. God knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly, this is a Jewish home. Here they did Korban Pesach. This is not. He doesn't need the sign outside. We need the sign. Vaya lachem leot. Not for God. For you. What does it mean? A Jewish home. If you keep a Jewish home, if you do Korban Pesach, you do what you have to do, you are a part of Am Yisrael, and then God is going to save you. This is God going through, and he sees each home inside, not outside. Because the meaning of being a believer is not something that I say. It's something that I feel. Something that's inside. And this is why we talk, he said, again, home, 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 home. Because this is the idea of the Jewish home. And we have to understand, we go, when we talk about Pharaoh and Yitziat Mitzrayim, we are not talking about something that happened a few thousand years ago. We're talking about Pharaoh here and now. This Pharaoh, with all the temptation around us, with all what's happening around us, do we have the sign? Do we need the sign? Are we a gods or we are... Unfortunately, Chas v'Sholom, the Yetzer Hara, he is the one who leads us. Who is our leader? Pharaoh?
No.
Or God?
Hashem.
And this is exactly what we have to understand. The basic of everything is, you can see sometimes children, they come to an age and then they throw everything and they stop being religious, they stop keeping mitzvahs and they do very naughty things. But then years later, you meet them again and you see, well, Baruch Hashem, they are mensch. What happened? It depends in what home you were raised up. If your parents built a Jewish home and everybody there knew what is a Jewish home, so sometimes, you know, people do things like this, but if the foundation is a Jewish home, a proper Jewish home, a lot come back. Of course, there's always somebody who will go, but the general speaking is, they come back. They have this time that they go against everything. That's the youth.
Revolt.
That's the revolt against everything. But if you gave them a good base, as we got a good base, this is the basic. That's the idea of Yetziat Mitzrayim. The Jewish home. Keep the Jewish home, whatever it is. So even in the Tuma of Egypt, they kept the Jewish home. And there we saved. And he says, God helped us to save our houses. Not the houses, meaning stone and furniture. Who needs them? We're going out. But the inside, the Jewish home, this is the basic of everything. And we have to understand, you know, what do we do in this world? This world is just a trickle of time in eternity. It's nothing. The real world is the next world. And we have to understand it. You know what? I was going by and this high-tech building, and you look at the glass windows and you see everybody there with suits, beautiful offices. Then you see downstairs there is a gym. They're doing exercises. And the other floor there is a dining room. And you know, in every floor they have cakes and all the best things of this world. And you can imagine to yourself, somebody there, he feels, is on the top of the world. He's got a good salary, and he's got those conditions that nobody else got. They have holidays, and they have a gym, and they have food, the best food, everything the best. A beautiful office. They also can come when they want, and they go when they want. There's a special system there. But then one day, this guy gets a letter, you are fired. We finished this contract and we don't need you anymore. So he goes out with what?
Nothing.
With a small box, with his own belonging. And that's our story. We live in this world. God gives us all the good things of the world. And we think that we can stay here forever. But one day God tells us, that's it. Your job is finished. Go out and you come to God with what? But the only thing you've got is your mitzvahs. So let's make this box a big box with a lot of mitzvahs and understand and realize that this job is a temporary job and we have to do the job the best we can. And this is why those high-tech firms give the workers all the good things of the world because they want them to do the best job. And that's why we ask God, give us also the best terms of the world. Give us all the best. But realize what for. What is our job? Our job, like this guy who will sit in the office and will do nothing. So maybe he will enjoy for a few days all the facilities and the gym and the swimming pool and the good food and the good clothes and the nice office. But then the boss is going to come to him. I didn't bring you here and didn't give you all those good things for you to do nothing. You have a job to do. All those things are for you to do your job. And if you don't do your job,
goodbye.
Goodbye. Finished. And that's exactly what we have to put in our mind. The basic of everything is we are not alone. God is with us. And He is our Father. Bo, come. And even if sometimes it is difficult, we have to pray God in the right way. You have to ask God for all the best facilities, for all the best condition, working condition. This is not reward. This is working conditions in order for us to do the best job we can. And if we do the best job we can, then we get rewarded, not only here, but also in the next world. And the basic of everything is the Jewish home. Because only the Jewish home can keep us, let's say, covered, protected, and understanding what is being Jewish. And this is Yetziat Mitzrayim. This is the idea of Yetziat Mitzrayim. To realize that God is the only one. Though we see all those things around us, Yetziat Mitzrayim, the 10 plagues, teach us that there is a God and He looks after us and He looks after everything. And nothing moves in this world without Him. Pharaoh thought He is a God. So Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him. Moshe was meeting Him the first time. The place where every human being has to go. Has to go to the toilet. You go to the river. No problem. I put Moshe in front of you when you go. Then I will show you that my messenger can go through all your gods and all your beasts, everything. Nothing is going to stop him. And Bezrat Hashem, when we will realize and learn the lesson and keep the Jewish home, because as we see, the last thing before they went out of Egypt, the Torah is concentrating on what? On the Jewish home. That's what it is. The basic, the Jewish home. Yo, all the best.